Warrior Sound on the scene in New Orleans, and it all started a couple of years ago as we were walking in Memphis with Q, and we've hit various cities. We were once walking in Portland during the playoffs, and now walking in New Orleans with Warriors assistant coach Bruce Frazier and stopping in for a nice cup of coffee at French Truck Coffee. And Q, when you look at what these reunion tours are becoming as we take road trips that start in L.A. and you see Luke Walton and the Warriors taking on the Pelicans and seeing Alvin Gentry, this is becoming old home week.
Always fun to see familiar faces. Luke's got great energy, and Alvin was part of our original crew as well, so be fun to see him tonight. And then obviously New Orleans, really, really cool city with interesting pockets all over, and you always seem to find the gems.
We do love getting out and about, checking out the great music scene. Preservation Hall in the French Quarter, always a must do if you haven't done it before. But then some spots in Treme, and last time we were in town, it was the Pelicans home opener as they were taking on the Warriors, and I got a chance to talk with Kermit Ruffins and Irvin Mayfield for NBA Sound System. Really cool stuff. And now, I can't say that this is going to be a show particularly about New Orleans. We're going to flip the script here just a little bit, and it's going to become a show a little bit about Long Beach as we explore the life of Q. And I got to go back. So you're friends with Steve on the team at Arizona, and you guys have had a great friendship and career working together in so many interesting ways here as your careers have unfolded. But I got to go even further back beyond the U of A days. When you were starting to play basketball, who were some of your favorite players, and what were some of the influences that really drew you into the sport?
Well, I mean, I think this is documented, so I don't want to belabor it, but my dad was a basketball coach. So growing up the coach of a son, or the son of a coach, how's that? I think a lot of times you take to what your dad does. So I was ingrained in basketball from a really, really early age, in the locker rooms, around practices, on team buses. And so I fell in love with the game right away, and I was athletic enough to make a go at it while still loving it. And so that was my start, and it really was just the mentorship of my dad and the love of the game.
But there were players that you particularly had to glom onto or emulate in some ways. Like, who would that have been?
Well, this is going to age me, but I grew up in Long Beach, as you said, and so the Lakers were the team that I watched, and then UCLA was really good back then with John Wooden. So some of those players at UCLA, Jamal Wilkes, Keith Wilkes, and then Jamal Wilkes was on that team, Kareem, Bill Walton. I grew up watching all those guys, and then even guys like Jerry West, and went to the Gail Goodrich basketball camp when I was younger, another really famous Laker. So I think I was around the game, not only with my dad's teams, but with being in, close to L.A., the Lakers, and the great teams of UCLA.
What brought you to the U of A? How did that unfold?
Well, I was being recruited by a lot of smaller schools when I was a junior, and then my stock kind of elevated. So I went from sort of Ivy League type schools to bigger schools. I wasn't really considering going back to the Midwest or East Coast. I wanted to stay out West. And Lute Olson, who was at Iowa, and then had randomly or coincidentally, he had been in Long Beach as a coach. He coached at Long Beach City College, and then he coached at Long Beach State. Well, my dad replaced Lute Olson. So we were sort of family friends with the Olsons. And so when he took the job at Arizona, he was already recruiting me at Iowa, and I wasn't really interested. And as soon as he took the job at Arizona, became a school that I was really, really interested in. And so that's how I ended up going to Arizona. I visited some other schools, but ultimately that was the one that was in my heart.
No, college affiliations matter. I mean, on the Warriors, we've got some guys that their college affiliations are just huge to who they are and what they're about. Draymond Green with Michigan State, Stephen Curry with Davidson, and what Coach McKillop there has helped foster. And now the Section 30 at the Belk Arena in Davidson. It's a really special way to celebrate Steph and, you know, Clay with Washington State and how he identifies with his time there. Why do these associations with these colleges matter once these guys get to the pros?
It's a great question. I mean, I think there's a real loyalty, and there's friendships and success that are established in those environments. And if it's true and pure, then I think you hang on to those memories, not only personally, but within what you're doing sort of professionally or you know, sport-wise. So if the experience is good in anything in life, usually that's something that's fond. And our experiences in those environments, college, both going to school and playing, were really, really positive things. And, you know, the friendships that you gain and, you know, playing a sport, being on a team, all the values that come with that are really, really, I think they crystallize in you. And it's hard to ever go away from that. You don't get quite that feel when you're in the NBA, although this team I think is the most closely related to something like you'd have in college. Very, very good friendships, probably friendships that most of us will last forever, and a team that has a unity that you don't get. So I think, you know, the emotional side of that connectivity is super, super valuable, and that's what a good college experience does.
Our conversations will continue as we continue walking in other cities as the season unfolds with Warriors assistant coach Bruce Frazier. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.